Hello and welcome, Almost 30 Podcast. What is going on?
Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's Lindsay and Krista. So glad you're here. If you're new to the pod,
welcome.
Thank you for being here. And if you're an OG, hi.
Hi.
We love you.
We love you.
Love you so much. It's a nice mix. Well, being in the membership too, like I've just, people are like, I found you 2 weeks ago. And other people are like, I've been listening to this for like 5 years.
And you made the commitment. Yeah. Okay.
When it's right, it's right.
When it's right, it's right. And then we have like Susie in there who's like, I remember 4 years ago and you said this one thing and I became part of the community. It's been such a joy, but hope you guys are well. Hopefully, you know, you're having a good February thus far. Recently had Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I didn't know so many people were in happy relationships.
We're in happy
relationships. Are in.
Yeah.
Like there was so much posting. I was like, I literally felt insecure. I'm like, well, everyone's post. Like I didn't know that everyone was that happy. Like I literally was so confused. I'm like, everyone's this happy?
I think it's one of those things where like a Valentine's Day post in a relationship that's could maybe make the other person feel a lot better.
100%. Totally.
Sean was like, should I finally post a picture of you on Instagram? I was like, no, it's not the day.
No. Justin's like, I already, only pictures I have are from holidays and they're just of us. I'm like, well, that's the whole goal. But at this point, it's like, don't care. Like, I just thought it was so funny. I'm like, wow, everyone's just thriving in their relationships. A few months ago during quarantine, everyone was like, this is hard. We're not doing well. And then I was so weirded out too that I was like, we like Valentine's Day? Dude. People care?
No, I think I shot Sean. He's like, okay, I'm not doing anything. I was just like, I don't think it's a day. Like, I don't like put a lot of worth in the day. It's nice.
Don't care.
It's nice, but I was like, I don't really care. Like, I don't want you to like really do anything, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then he didn't do anything. And I was just like,
that's not the vibe.
I mean, he did do something, but
what?
It wasn't like he wanted me to order something and he just like Venmo'd me. It was hilarious.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. A big dildo.
A big, huge dildo.
That's exactly what he wanted. He said, this is for both of us.
But I was just like, but then I noticed like some of like my reaction. I was like, do I care that I didn't get flowers? And I was like, no.
That's the whole thing.
But then I was like, I miss him. So I'm like, I kind of do care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I was like, make up your fucking mind.
Dude. It is weird. It is a thing where it's like ebb and flow of it. You know, for the first years, like me and Justin, like I was thinking the other day, when we lived in New York, we went out to dinner. We took a cab there and back. We went to drinks after. And I'll never forget, we came home and I was like, we spent $400 tonight. We could not do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's like at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of like falls off track. But yeah, I do like, Justin got flowers, which was sweet. But it's just, yeah, it's really that they've thought of it. I don't know. Uh-huh. It's such a weird thing because mm-hmm. you don't care, but if there's nothing, you do.
Yes.
It's so weird.
100%.
Like it's, I don't know what that is.
Did you do anything for him?
No.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, whatever. I know. It's like, kind of the vibe at home.
Yeah. I do think Valentine's Day, like, depending on which partner kind of mm-hmm. feels like, okay, this is my day to do that thing.
Yes.
You can kind of like sit back and receive. You know, do
that thing. I don't know what I would get, but I don't even know.
I got Sean groceries.
You did?
Yeah, I was like, here's some groceries that you probably would have gotten yourself, but I'll get them for you. It was romantic. Anyway.
It was just so funny, but I'm looking forward to this episode. I wanted to keep the intro just more brief so we can really get into it. I'm really proud of this one and I just felt super inspired by this one. This came recently, like this was a hit or a download that I had a few weeks ago that happened during the transition after our membership closed and after we had launched our new membership and we had done tons of rebranding. We had done a bunch of systems integrations on the back end for Almost 30. And I realized I was like, okay, what's next? Like, what am I going to manifest next? What are we going to make our goals? What am I going to try and do as our next step? And I really hadn't made the space to receive all the hard work that we had been doing the past couple months. And that was like all the beauty that happens in the membership. And that is really like the fruits of our labor. You know, I don't know how much time I set aside to really bear fruit of everything that we do. So this podcast episode is just me, and it's really inspired by my hope and desire for us to really focus on receiving as much as we focus on our manifestation, our visualization, and our goal setting.
I love it. Yeah, it's definitely a lesson of mine. I think I find a lot of worth in just giving and like the doing of it. And then when you finally either get that thing that you've been manifesting or someone actually reciprocates and gives you something, it is like pretty challenging to be and receive it. And I also think receiving is just such a big part of manifestation. I'm sure you touch on that, but it's the energetics of, for me, it's like the reaching sometimes like just diminishes any potential to receive. So I love that. And just talking about like more rest, like that, yes. Like receiving is like rest to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. It is a good one.
All right, y'all. I'm really excited for you to listen. If this resonates, the best thing you can do is just share it with a friend or family member who might need to hear this message. And we love you all. Thank you for your support. As always, we do solo episodes generally on Thursdays. And we do an interview on Tuesdays. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. We'll be in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep. And then almost30.com, we have a brand new website, a new experience. We have courses and programs for helping people in their conscious evolution. And then we also have the Podcast Pro program. So Lindsay and I put every single thing that we use to launch, grow, and monetize our podcast and make it what it is today into the Podcast Pro program. So make sure to check that out if you're interested in starting a podcast or want to monetize or just want to see what it's all about.
All right, everyone. We'll see you on the other side.
Hello, my friends. Welcome solo with me, Krista, on receiving. And let me just give you a warning. I feel hot today. I am like very righteous today. I just got off a call with Manuela, one of the healers that I've been working with. And I just feel very passionate today. So if we were hanging out in a room, we would be having very passionate conversations. And so there's an energy coming through in this that I just want you to know that I'm feeling really passionate about the topic of receiving. And I'm feeling really passionate about our liberation, our growth, our freedom, our movements forward from some of 2020. Movements is a new word. Look it up. It's a movement. So when I was thinking about what solo topics I wanted to do for you guys today, I was actually really called to talk about receiving. Lindsay and I, in Almost 30, we just launched our new website. We just launched our new membership. We integrated a lot of different systems into Kajabi. So we had a lot going on over the last couple weeks. And there was a lot of output. There was a lot of output with content, copy, rebranding, promotion, lives, continuing the podcast still. And I honestly was feeling exhausted on Monday after everything. And I felt a little bit depressed. I was like, oh my God, I should be so freaking happy right now. We just finished the website launch and rebrand. We just launched and closed the membership, which I'm so excited about, as you guys know. But I was just feeling like depressed. And I was like, what is this feeling? Why am I feeling so low right now? And I was thinking a little bit about how in all the doing, I felt worthy. But when I sit to receive, I no longer allow myself or feel worthy. So for the past couple months, we've been in complete doer mode. We've been in complete productivity, creation, go, go, go. And then when I finally have the first day of receiving the fruits of my labor, of bearing our fruit, whatever the heck that means. But energetically, when I'm in this space where I really should be receiving and really looking at our membership and being so proud of all the conscious, beautiful people in it and our website and being so proud of all the work we did with Tonic and our team and just really soaking it all in. Like once again, I'm living a dream. I never thought I would really be anything in my life. So to be where I am now, I feel incredibly grateful. I paused because I say it's a dream and sometimes it feels like a nightmare. I have to be honest. New level, new devil. But overall, I'm truly living my dream. And the fact that I didn't really give myself space and I actually didn't know how to receive it. I didn't know how to sit in my receivership mode. I didn't know how to be with the feeling of like, I created this thing. Now I should reap what I sow. And I realized that my normal inclination, my normal intention is to start to make my next list. What's next? Okay, what are we going to create next? What am I manifesting next? What am I going to work on? What's the next project? What is the next thing I can create or do? And I realized I spend so much time and attention on manifesting, on visualizing, on making lists, on, you know, doing projects, on doing all these things, on trying to reprogram my subconscious or work on my worthiness wound or, you know, all of these different ways in which that are ways in which that I try and better myself and my life that are very active. And I thought, if I was only able to truly know and understand how to receive, all of this work would be doubly worthwhile, triply worthwhile. Because when I'm in this state of constant doing and constant trying and constant seeking and constant, you know, trying to figure out what's next or trying to reach, I'm never actually receiving the things that I'm trying to create. And I was like, what if instead of pushing myself so much to always be creating, like as an example, this huge launch period, I focused on being better at receiving the gifts that I know are coming to me. And if I'm in my mind doing my visualizing and thinking about the home that I want to be in and, you know, the beautiful business that allows me freedom and allows me to support and work with you guys and my deck that I have coming out, all these things. And I'm like, what if it's there, but I'm never still enough? I'm never feeling worthy enough, and I never stop to actually receive the things. And I thought about how our culture is so much about productivity. Productivity, productivity, productivity. If we think about from a very young age, even kids, and through grade school and high school and college, your first jobs in the working world, it is fully about how productive you are. You are given raises based on how productive you are. You are given jobs based on how productive you are. You are, everything is around productivity. Everything. It's like, we're just so hardwired to produce, to create, to do, to go, go, go. But we are never actually taught how to receive. And when I think about, you know, growing up in the programming that I received when I was little, I'm laughing at programming. It's freaking programming, but it's kind of funny to like, you know, sometimes programming is happening unintentionally. When I think about the programming or, you know, sort of the osmosis learning that I experienced when I was younger, I can't think of one time where I felt like it was okay to receive, whether it was a gift or a compliment or stillness or nature or love, and how much that affects, you know, my current life today, my inability to truly receive the gifts that we are pushing so hard for. And when I think about one of the powerful practices of my life, which you guys all know, you know, manifestation, Lacey of To Be Magnetic is one of my dearest friends. You know, we had her on the podcast 3 years ago. We've done many podcast episodes with her. And we were actually voice noting about this today because I was talking to her about how on the surface, when people don't understand true manifestation, they believe that manifestation is really like think and it will happen, push and you will receive, or like write down a list and it will come to you. And it's like the doing, you know, it's the kind of active, consistent work and doing, which is very important. But it's also, there's so much time and attention when we're forcing and we're pushing on manifesting that if we are unable to truly receive, then we're not going to get anywhere and we'll continue to be in that cycle. So with manifestation, Lacey and I were even talking about today, once you have worked to reprogram your subconscious to understand you are inherently worthy to receive regardless of outside stimulus, you are able to then receive what it is that you want from the world if it's in alignment with God. You know, so if you are wanting a job that you love and you don't believe you're worthy, that job will not happen. The job will not be a fit for you because you don't inherently believe that you deserve it. And so it's like the laws of the universe that you will receive what you believe you should receive. And so once you believe that you're worthy enough to receive this job that you love, you're in the energy of not only worthiness, but also receiving.
Okay, so I get a lot of questions about my choice for period care because it's a unique one and I'm really, really, really excited to introduce it to you guys. This is super innovative and honestly has changed my period experience every single month. It's called Flex. And Flex is a disc. It's a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. That's what I was coming up against when I was using tampons. Not only were they not holding my flow, but I also sometimes would like get the scented ones, not good for your body. It's going inside of your body. Don't know what chemicals are in there. And I just feel so much better with the Flex disc. It's the only product you can wear for mess-free period sex. Literally the only product. I tested it out. It worked. It was amazing. I was like, wait, huh? It worked? It was awesome. I had to, in the beginning, there's like a little bit of a learning curve when you use Flex, as with anything. I literally think it took me like a month to try to put in a tampon. So Flex was actually so much easier. You just kind of like squeeze the circular disc easy. You just kind of bend it, insert it almost like a tampon, and then allow it to expand inside of you, and you're good to go. I honestly wear mine all freaking day. And what's really cool is that Flex discs reduce waste by 60% compared to pads and tampons. So the planet will definitely thank you as well. And if you want to go zero waste, check out the Flex Cup, a reusable cup made with a velvety soft material for a comfortable fit. A cup is awesome. I think a lot of people out there use cups. So definitely try the Flex Cup. It's the only menstrual cup on the market with a pull tab. Yep, it has a pull tab, so easy. So you can remove it the way you'd remove a tampon. So you already know how to use it. It's 100% reusable and lasts for years. Plus, it's completely body safe and non-toxic. So you have two options here, the Flex disc or the Flex cup. Hey, I prefer the disc. Krista prefers the cup. So which team are you on? Go to flexfits.com/almost30 and use code almost30 for 20% off Flex disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup plus free shipping. That's code almost30 at flexfits.com/almost30. flexfits.com/almost30.
If you guys are like me, you're very concerned about your partners, if you're dating a man, their hairline. I am watching Justin's hair like a hawk. And in order to support him and actually to support me in having the best hair, I'm looking to grow out my hair as long as I can for my wedding. So I got Hair Sweet Hair. Mm-hmm. I can trick him into having vitamins that support his luscious hair. And also I can have gummy vitamins every day that support me having the long, thick hair that I want.
Yes, honey. I also am growing my hair and that one has been a game changer. I also really love their Here Comes the Sun. That's their vitamin D supplement. Yes. Most of us are deficient in vitamin D. So make sure you're getting your vitamin D, especially for mood. I was noticing that I was waking up just feeling not right. And I checked my vitamin D levels and they were low. So I take one of those every day. And I also love the Mighty Night. So every single night.
That's what I do too.
This is great for just like skin cell renewal and just getting a really good deep night's sleep.
Yeah. And on the vitamin D, Here Comes the Sun. I've been taking that for a few months and I just got my hormones tested. I did a full blood panel and actually my vitamin D was in like a really good range. They were like, oh, your vitamin D looks great. And I was thankful because of Here Comes the Sun for really supporting actual healthy vitamin D levels that I needed. And Mighty Night is something I've been taking for a long time. Yeah. I think it's been instrumental in my skin and definitely just providing a really nice, easeful rest.
Yes. So as you know, we've been We've been with Hump for a while now. We love them so much. They've been in the game since 2012. All of their supplements are clean, clinically proven, triple tested for purity, and not only beauty benefits, but really how you feel. And I just trust them so, so much. So if you'd like to try Hum Nutrition, head on over to humnutrition.com and use the code ALMOST30 for 20% off of orders of $29 or more. So humnutrition.com to get 20% off your first order of $29 or more.
And it's funny because, you know, my journey with manifestation, I went through a period of intense, you know, manifestation practices actually before I had met Lacey, and I was doing sort of my own different understanding of manifestation. And now I really do TBM, you know, through periods in my life. But I just did it really like forcefully. I was doing it all the time. I was like really focused on it. I always had my list. I always had my journal. I was just really forcing it. And now that I'm at this phase in my life, my focus is really to figure out who I am and to be more of that. And that means that I will be in so much alignment that whatever is meant for me will come because it is also already in alignment for me. And, you know, sometimes within spirituality, I think about all the different things that we do. And I'm saying this as a completely guilty participant in all of the things that we do. I'm a proponent of all the things that we do. I enjoy them. It's been my life. It's my purpose. It's my passion to explore a lot of them. But a lot of them sometimes remove us away from the receiving and keep us in continued doing. And that was something I realized, you know, a few years ago when I was in Los Angeles, when things were open up and I was running from, you guys are going to be like, oh my God. I was running from like a cryotherapy appointment to like a freaking, I don't know, some other appointment, just appointment. And it was LA traffic. It was late in the evening. And I was like, why? I'm like so stressed out now. I'm so stressed out running from these appointments that don't really mean anything to me. And I actually don't feel good at the appointments because I'm running around. What is the point? Like, how much is this in benefit to me if I'm going to, you know, my nervous system is reacting. I'm stressed. I'm not even happy at them. It's like, what is the point? And it was me forcing myself to continue, you know, to do. And one thing I really want to work on is, and, you know, I think it's an invitation for us all to be in conversation more so about is being comfortable receiving when we aren't doing. So there very much is the law of the universe where what you will give, you will receive. And that is an important energetic balance. It's the yin and the yang. And it is like sort of like the karma wheel and cycle. But when I'm thinking about for a lot of us, like the output that we all put out, as much as we are giving and as much as we are seeking to create in this world, I think that there's almost a kink in the hose for us to actually receive it. And we feel worthy of receiving only if we've done. So as an example, with our membership launch and our website launch, I only feel like I'm completely worthy to receive, you know, an amazing community of members because I've worked so hard and because we've done this for 4 years and, you know, we've done events and tours and all these things. But what if we were worthy enough to receive just by being ourselves? And for me, within the container of the membership, which is something I want to work on with our community and members, is feeling like I can really be worthy enough for it by showing up and knowing that I'm being myself and not really focus so much on overgiving and overexerting myself. Because if we think about in the world, you know, there is not a lack of food in the world. There is not a lack of connection or connection opportunities available to people, especially if we think about social media. How many social media apps are there in the world? A zillion. I just joined Clubhouse and I am enjoying it, but I also was like, oh my God, I cannot handle another social app. And so I was thinking about all the ways in which we can connect. There's GChat. There's Facebook chat. There's Facebook. There's Twitter. There's Snapchat. There's Clubhouse. There's Instagram. There's so many different social media apps that exist, but yet people are lonelier than ever. And of course, that has a lot to do with the fact that it's a digital medium and, you know, people are not seeing each other in person. But I also really believe that it's because we often don't know how to receive, in truth, love from others. We don't know how to receive, in truth, love from the divine or support from the divine. Or even when we pray, I think it's been something that has been maybe an experience for people that grew up religious that I sometimes didn't think that I could ask the creator for things. I felt like I was like, oh, he's too busy. You know, I was like 10. So I'm like, he's too busy. He's brushing his beard. And I didn't even really know that I could actually go straight to the Most High and ask for support and love and receive it. And that was even a permission I had to give myself too, that I was like, oh, my spirit team, my galactic team, the Most High is here in service to me. And I can receive that, and that I can be in receptive mode more than I am now. And what I want to talk about now is that I think that there are some beliefs that we grow up with around receiving that are subconsciously kind of running in the background. And I think one of the first ones that I really, really, really believe and just it was the thing that most strongly came out to me today when I was just thinking about our conversation on receiving was that I have or had and been working against the subconscious belief that I am taking from others when I receive. And that can show up as if I receive this check, whatever the check is, then the subconscious belief is I received that check at the expense of someone else, or I received that compliment at the expense of someone else, or I received that attention at the expense of someone else, or I received that promotion at the expense of someone else. And we live in this sort of in the matrix where it really feels like that push-pull where you're like, okay, so I got promoted, but I know my coworker didn't get promoted. So I feel bad. I feel guilty. And I think for women, you know, we deeply experience this whenever we start to shine, we feel guilty or shameful that others are not experiencing it or others don't experience the joy or love, you know, that we maybe have. And throughout my whole life, I've really felt like this in a lot of different ways. Growing up, I felt like if I was attractive, that it made other people feel bad about themselves. And I saw that happen within my family where if ever I got a compliment, you know, after my awkward phase, after my retainer, after the glasses, after the lice, after, you know, the eye patch, after the whole thing, when I was finally at a phase where I was tanning enough and I was bleaching my hair enough where I was maybe considered cute and I got attention, it felt like it directly made my mom feel bad. And so I always sort of felt gross or guilty if ever people complimented me on the way that I looked, because I felt like if that was happening, then she was feeling bad about herself because people weren't saying that to her, or she didn't have that same experience growing up, which is, you know, part of the mother wound healing, which we talked about in my episode previously, and can happen a lot in mother-daughter relationships where if the daughter starts to get attention, the mother can sort of feel this feeling that, you know, as we know, isn't healthy. But I had the subconscious belief that if people ever complimented me on the way they look, it was because it would make other people feel bad. They'd feel bad about themselves because someone else was attractive. Or in the other case, that if I was shining, it was at the expense of others. As an example, in my relationship with Justin, my fiance, who you guys know, I always actually shied away from speaking about our relationship at the beginning in the first couple of years because I felt like I don't want anyone to feel bad if they're not experiencing this kind of love or if they're not experiencing this kind of partnership. And I never wanted to be like a stuck up. I never wanted to be someone that was like a know-it-all. And we have all these terms that we really kind of put on people that are being honest or people that are being truthful. And so I never wanted to talk about our relationship because I felt like it would hurt other people. So I think there are a few, you know, subconscious ways in which, like thinking it takes from others, that we sort of prevent ourselves from receiving. Another is that receiving is selfish. That if someone was to walk up to you on the street and be like, I, you know, it's something I'm really called to do today and I want to give you a check for $10,000. And if you actually just received it and you're like, thank you so much, that people would look at you and think that you were selfish, that you didn't give it back, that you didn't say no, that you didn't turn it down, that you didn't, you know, whatever the case is that actually receiving is considered selfish. And I think if we look at media, we can look back to movies and, you know, commercials and programming and stuff. And really it's like anyone that is truly just receiving a compliment, receiving a gift, receiving love, it's almost like they're portrayed as full of themselves or portrayed as arrogant. And I think that's sort of a conversation that we have in the background as well, is around receiving being selfish. And there's another thing that's very interesting about receiving that I had subconsciously going on as well, was that receiving was intimate. And so this is an example for me. This is very funny and sad at the same time. It actually breaks my heart about myself. So I love writing cards. I've loved writing cards for years. One of my best friends used to work at Papyrus. She'd hook me up with cards when I lived in Chicago, and I'd write everyone cards, birthday cards, thank you cards, whatever. It was like my jam. And I also had a friend in Chicago named Cassidy, and she was a beautiful card writer. They were always funny and witty, and it just became something I really loved. I love to tell people how I feel via cards, and I still do to this day. But when you write cards, that also means that people send cards, and people would send them even before I was writing them cards, but I get a lot of cards. And or I get and have had and even have stacks of cards. And you guys will, you'll be sad. I, for the most part, have not read a lot of those cards because I have, it's a receiving thing. It's me not really being able to receive the love and the kindness and the support and the emotion from people in my life. And that's why I haven't opened any of the cards, which is so sad. And it's really a fear of intimacy too. So it's also not only the worthiness around, oh my God, people could say this about me and it's true, but it's also like, oh my God, if they feel this way about me, that means we're incredibly intimate. And like they love me as much as I love them, and they see me, you know, as much as I see them. And that intimacy at times can be a little overwhelming. It can feel a little, yeah, overwhelming is the word, you know, for someone that I deeply care about people. And so to receive that deep care and compassion sometimes can feel incredibly overwhelming. So when we are in the receptive mode and we are receiving love from someone, and we are not asked to give it in return and we are not giving it in return, it can actually feel very vulnerable and intimate. You can feel like, oh my God, this is actually uncomfortable. You know, if you think about, what if you went an entire day in full receptive mode and you did, you know, nothing that you needed to do, and you were, you know, had breakfast brought to you, you know, all the house things were take care of for you, like all the chores were done, everything was taken care of for you, and you were in full receiving mode, full on. Meals brought to you, maybe you're getting a massage, maybe you're having all your laundry done, maybe the house is being cleaned, maybe, you know, people are showing you affection through your love language, that you're really able to receive it in that way. Think about how like uncomfortable you might be. Like, I feel like there are so many times where we cannot just let someone give to us, and we cannot just let someone like love us, because it feels so weird for us to receive. I've been talking to a lot of you guys about the fact that I don't drink. I'm sober curious. I'll drink every once in a while, but what I'll do is I'll make sure to have an amazing mood enhancing beverage like Kin Euphorics, whether it's their spritz or whether it's their nighttime drink. And it's been the best to just give me a little bit of edge, have a little bit of fun. And I've loved having this.
Yeah, I never thought I would get into the non-alcoholic beverage thing. Like, I love a glass of wine, but I have to say, like, feeling good the next day is actually the new vibe for me.
Yes.
My favorite of Kin Euphorics is the Kin Spritz. So this reminds me of like an Aperol Spritz by taste and also the sparkle. So this is great for a little brain boost, no crash, no hangover. So I'll usually crack this open like afternoon time and just have one. It'll kind of take me through the evening, especially when I'm being social. It's kind of like a nice little supplement and support, but I love this brand, and like the branding is sexy. There's sexy, something about it.
Cool, it's so rad. Yeah, I like the spritz because it's like hibiscus, little ginger, hibiscus, a little bit of ginger, and I'll have it either before we do interviews, just so I can kind of feel a little bit light, have a little bit of fun. And then the Dream Light. I'm a huge person on dreaming. You guys know that I dream journal. I'm really obsessed with doing as much spiritual work as I can in my dreams. So there's an amazing nightcap that can has called Dream Light. It's kind of earthy and smoky and spicy, and it really just puts me into like this powerful dream state that I have really enjoyed being in.
Yeah, for our listeners, we're super pumped. If you want to try Kin Euphorics, you can receive 15% off plus free shipping on your order by going to kineuphorics.com/almost30 or use the code almost30 at checkout to claim the 15% off. So that's kineuphorics.com/almost30 or use the code almost30 at checkout for 15% off. Okay, so I can say that I've been an Imperfect Foods fan for years, like since they started. I freaking love what this company is about and stand by it wholeheartedly. They are on a mission to reimagine grocery delivery for a kinder, less wasteful world. They deliver sustainable, affordable groceries, including produce, quality protein, eggs and dairy, and pantry staples straight to your door. Plus, they are always adding fun and tasty new discoveries for you to try each week. I don't know if you know this, okay, get this stat. Every year, billions of pounds of food go to waste, often because it doesn't live up to the strict cosmetic standards of grocery stores. And it's just such a... It's such a shame. It's such a shame. Like, I don't know about you, but I wish there was a way to prevent that. And Imperfect Foods is doing just that. So with Imperfect Foods, grocery shopping fits seamlessly into your life. I know you all are about convenience. You all are busy starting businesses, families, just like running the world. And I know this will just be a beautiful, beautiful way to support you in doing what you want to do and making sure that you get the food that nourishes your body and also saves you money and saves the environment. Okay? So sign up with Imperfect Foods today to save that time, money, save food from going to waste. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off plus free shipping on your first order when you go to imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use promo code almost30 at checkout. That's imperfectfoods.com and make sure to use the promo code almost30 at checkout to get 20% off plus free shipping. Try Imperfect Foods now, and for a limited time, get that 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Again, imperfectfoods.com and use the code almost30.
Another way that, you know, over the years that I've been able to tell that I have issues with receiving is in the middle of my back. So on the opposite side of your heart, we have our heart faces out front. And then in the back, which is where our heart space is as well, is really where we receive. And I've always been so tight in the middle of my back on the other side of my heart. And I've always felt that tightness. And it really is because that's the side of our body where we receive. It's really like that receptive space. So you receive very much so in your heart space, but then also in the back is where you receive. So when you kind of catch yourself like moving your back around, like I'm stretching my back out in the front, in the back, it's because my back often is like the physical manifestation of my inability to receive. So the ways in which that I work with and I suggest and we can do together how to change our ability to receive, and knowing that this really is the key to our joy and our happiness and our freedom and our liberation, that this is as important as all the work that we are doing. If we are working all the time, then we are never in receptive mode. And this receptive mode is so important. So one of the first things that I really focus on when I am trying to receive, and I'm doing this right now with you, so this is really my focus and plan for being a better receiver, I am working to have discernment and increase my intentionality when I am giving. And I'm doing this to decrease any resentment. And resentment's like a very sticky word because it's not something that's incredibly, we notice very much. And I think we can feel the feeling of resentment so much, and it can be a program that's running all the time, and we don't really even know why we're feeling resentment. We're like, I feel like a little annoyed, I feel a little angry, but I'm not sure why. And for me, I know that I am not monitoring my boundaries, that I am not being mindful to my own energy, my own space when I'm overgiving, and then I can feel myself being a little resentful, where I'm like, oh my God, it's that wounded feminine part of me that's like, oh my God, I've done so much. I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, and no one thanks me. You know, no one is grateful for what I've done, or no one is like supporting me in the way I want to be supported, or no one is seeing me in the way that I want to be supported, or no one is like recognizing how hard I'm trying or how hard I'm doing. And that for me is really me not having enough discernment for when I'm giving so that I can increase my intentionality of my giving, so that I can know what I'm consciously doing and how much I'm consciously giving, so that when I am ready to receive, I know that it's just as intentional as when I was giving. So when we're in this space, when we're kind of willy-nilly giving, we're like, oh yeah, I'll do that thing, or yeah, I'll go there, or I'll, you know, support you in this way, or I'll listen to you on the phone for 3 hours every night, and I'll do, you know, we're kind of like leaky with our boundaries and we're giving, 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 giving. It can be hard for us to receive because we don't know, or we haven't set an intention on our giving. So when we're in the space where we need to actually receive, we actually don't really even know how to handle it because it doesn't really feel authentic all the time. Where it feels like every time we're receiving, we have to be very like mindful of it and judgmental of it almost, because we're like, oh, what's the intention here? Like, what do they want? Or like, you know, what am I going to have to do in return? Or kind of feeling like you're going to have to continue on that like cycle of giving because you've been receiving. So by increasing my discernment when giving really, really helps me to be more mindful about being in receptive mode and be more joyful in my receipt. Another thing that I'm doing to help myself receive more is to feel it physically. And this is something that I do whenever I am in community. And I think the Almost 30 community has really helped me when we were on tour or we were doing events or, you know, any retreat or anything like that. When people are telling me something very kind and something truthful and something heartfelt, I would actually allow myself to physically feel what it felt like to receive such kindness and such, you know, vulnerability and such joy. And I do that as well with Justin. You know, if Justin and I have a moment, I always make us hug each other through the day. And I think it takes 8 seconds of hugging to release oxytocin. So through the day, if he's walking by, I'll be like, we should hug, you know, we have to hug. We'll like hug for 8 seconds to release our oxytocin. We're like our little oxytocin drug moment. And I will physically feel myself in receipt of his love. And I will physically feel my body and energy in receipt of his love. And whenever I'm in a moment where I'm feeling deeply connected or deeply aligned or deeply moved by friendship, by support, by art, whatever it is, I will try and feel it as physically as I can so that I can have muscle memory to remember what it feels like to receive, so that I can really acknowledge and notice and call back to that memory whenever I'm wanting to receive more. Another way is to be present and have attention. And this truly, you guys, is just the key to life. It's the key to everything. And, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, be present and attention. It's like, whatever. Have you played Candy Crush? But being present and having attention to the moment, to the energetics of a situation is so important, because when we're actually present and attentive to a situation, say as an example, we are, you know, in conversation with a friend or a lover or a boss, and we're receiving, you know, amazing feedback. Most of the time, we are waiting for the shoe to drop, waiting for them to give the bad feedback, waiting to understand why, because we're kind of curious of why they're actually giving this feedback, and we've kind of left the building. And we're not actually being present and attentive to the words of kindness or the acts of kindness or whatever it is that we need to be receiving. So it's very important, although uncomfortable, that we receive and that we be present for the receiving of what we have coming. And as a last thing, you know, you guys know this, and I touched on this earlier, but there is a real worthiness around receiving. Once we believe and know that we are inherently worthy of love, of divinity, of God, of support, of joy, of liberation, without doing, then our life unfolds. And so there is work, in quotes. I'm kind of trying to figure out how we can get away from saying the work. Doesn't it feel old now? But it's just so true. It's so accurate. How we can work to remind ourselves or to be or to exist, knowing that we are truly worthy if we are doing or not. That in our inherent divinity, we are worthy. So in order to get to that place where we are in true receiver mode of things that are in authentic alignment to us and to our higher selves and to our being, we do have to do work on the worthiness. We do have to do work on making sure that we are no longer working with the subconscious beliefs of, you know, my receiving takes from others, or that receiving is selfish, or that, you know, I'm fearful of being intimate. And so when we are doing that work around worthiness, that will also help us with the receptivity of the work, the knowance that we are worthy, the knowance that, you know, no matter what, we deserve to receive. And I know that for so many people of our community, this will be something that, you know, I'm hopeful we can all support each other in together. And for me, that is calling my lovely community and friends and family out when they are self-deprecating, or they are avoiding a compliment or a kind word or kudos. And I come from Ohio, baby, Midwest, roots through and through. We are the best at, oh my gosh, my whole life is gymnastics over compliments. I tell you what, if someone's like, oh wow, you have a nice shirt on today, I'd be like, oh, this old thing, I got it in a trash bin. I honestly would be like, yo, what? And I'd be like, oh, well, you know, or I'd be like, oh yeah, I actually got it, you know, on the street. It was like $5. I can like give it to you. Like if you want it, you can have it. And just like all the ways in which I would just avoid and like play hot potato with whatever the kind words people were providing me. And so I do work now to really just like allow people and give people permission to receive the love, the compliments, the joy, the freedom, the liberation that we all so deserve. So that is my wish for you, for us in 2021 and beyond, to work on our receiving. I love you. I will see you on the next one.
Thank you, Krista.
Another good one.
Another
classic.
Great one.
Thanks for sharing this with a friend, whoever needs to hear it. I'm really proud of this one. So
I can't wait for solo episodes to be in our life review.
100%.
I just think it's like really beautiful.
Totally. He's going to be like, episode 402 is one of my faves. It's going to be my Akashic Records. And if you want to connect with me, you can further. I'm at It's Krista, I-T-S Krista on Instagram.
We love you all. And just an announcement, we have opened enrollment for the Sacredness of Being Single program. This is a 6-week program that was inspired by an episode I did a couple years ago by the same name. And I just found my season of being single to be the most transformative season of my life, and has set me up just to receive so much in relationship and also just personally between me and me. And I know a lot of you out there are in that season and possibly trying to just wish your way out of it, looking for your partner, feeling lonely, feeling lost, feeling disconnected, feeling the pressure really. And so we are going to do a deep dive in this program, and I'm really excited to have you all. So enrollment is officially open tonight and will be open until March 10th. So go to almost30.com for more information. And yeah, I'm just really grateful to be able to do this with you all.
Yeah, it's going to be such a good one. And I love, you know, I was thinking about like, it's really beautiful that you have the relationship with Sean, because it's like, you know, it's a beautiful journey to be single. Being single is one of the best things. And then also it is, it's like, oh, there is like this beautiful opportunity to be in relationship. So I think you could have done this single because you were really rocking single, and you could have done this in relationship. So for both, you know, sides, it's really beautiful.
Completely. So almost30.com for more information there. Follow us on Instagram. We always make announcements and just have some inspo and laughs at almost30podcast. And we will see you on the next one.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.